Hey, babies.
Hi.
Hi, little fetuses.
Did you just say weird. Hi, little fetuses?
Yeah.
That's definitely where we're going to start this. So many weird things we said before this, but that was definitely
I was trying to find
weirdest.
Something else besides babies.
Hi, little fetuses.
Do not want.
Are we rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling. Do you want to intro it? Do you want to intro it this week?
I do not. Okay. That's too much responsibility.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late. It's just the three of us this week.
It's just a host-filled episode.
We should actually introduce ourselves.
Yeah, we should. I'm Spencer Stark.
I'm Starlene Hodge.
I'm Luis Gonzalez.
Ooh, baby.
Look at that. We were responsible.
We finally did it this time.
Thank God.
Can we clap for our non-guests?
Yeah, clap for us.
Okay.
That was really fun. Okay, well, because we don't have a host, or because, yeah, we don't have any hosts this week.
No, they abandoned
we're all
us.
Guests. We're all guests.
We're all guests this week. Because we have no guests this week, I thought we'd catch up on those questions that people are asking.
Ooh,
us.
We have so many questions.
Where are we getting those questions?
We're getting it from Slack.
Is that like grunge?
It's like grunge. If you guys don't know what grunge is, it's a good lunch. So have yourself a grunge.
Okay, so I'm going to scroll up basically to the top of this thing because we've only answered like four questions.
I know, there's so many they keep popping.
So the goal is to answer as many
the goal
in the
is to
hour.
Get through all of
it's
these.
Getting intense it over is. There in Slack.
Yeah.
Like, have
I'm trying to get work done now, and it's just like I look up, a billion messages have happened. I'm like, well, okay, that's eons ago.
I don't go back anymore. I go, if I missed it, unless I get tagged.
Oh, see, I try to go back.
I try to go back. I think I'm going to go back for like 2 days.
I bet there's Slack people that I don't even know exist just because I don't go on the time
There's
zones.
Some people who log on when I don't, and I'm always like, oh, I just farted. What were you saying?
I was saying for people that don't know what we're talking about, there's a, it's like a, what do you even consider
it? It's a chat room.
It's a chat room. It's basically a chat room where we all talk with other people who join the chat room
at any time you want, literally
1 o'clock in the morning,
1 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, witch's hour, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The witch's hour, you can come and chat up if you're a little scared.
So we answer questions there too, and we have really cool discussions. We had a Get Out discussion about the movie Get Out, even though it's months old. We made a Slack channel all about Get Out, which is real fun.
We were overloading the chat room.
Well, and also there's spoilers.
Spoilers. I was gonna say, we don't usually care if we overrun the room.
No, but it was spoilers about Get Out, which Get Out. If you haven't seen Get Out,
See Get Out.
Even if you don't like scary movies, go see it. Because I don't like scary movies. And I spoiled myself ahead of time before I went to go watch it.
It's so good!
And I was
like,
that's an interesting story. I'm willing to go watch that. And I did. And it was spooky, but it was like, it's good.
And it's so like, Jordan Peele is in control. Like just
feel
cinematic
it.
Technique because they've been working on it on their show. They've been like, it's basically like all their sketches are mini movies.
Apparently he's going to do, it's going to be something about like Jim Crow.
Oh, really?
A Jim Crow type situation thing. And I'm like, all right, we'll see.
That sounds good to me. Okay, so we have a question that says, what was your first impression of each other? Which I thought was a really good question.
Oh, boy. who's going first?
I think I'm the one who was here the
earliest.
I came in the latest. I came in the latest.
Mm-hmm.
So I had impressions of both of you.
Let me see. I'm trying to think. My impression of Luis, I don't think I had one of you. I think you were just part of the mass room of editors.
I was pretty quiet at the beginning.
So I didn't really go in that room very much.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I first started, except to like take out the garbage because that was, I had Aaron the PA's job.
Oh, yeah. That's unfortunate. I'm sorry.
When I would go into the room. No, I mean, it's
Shout
fine.
Shout out to Aaron.
Shout out to Aaron.
So I'd go into the room and it'd be like, all right, they're busy working. I got to get to their garbage cans in and out. But I started learning things about you guys based on your
That's
garbage.
That's true. What did you learn about us?
I think you always had like bananas in your garbage, mm-hmm. right?
There was a time because they like we always brought bananas. We always brought oranges. And I would go through a banana thing because they're nice.
They're
a little crunch. And they fill you up nice. And then I started getting into oranges because they made the room smell nice because they're a bunch of boys.
Yours was fine. I think I remember being really mad at Travis because he always had drinks in his garbage. I'm like, take the fucking drinks to the kitchen. It's
I can see
liquid.
That. He was a lazy boy.
I took over. I have the story I've told about his debt. Hold on, I'm gonna tell the story really quick.
Okay.
About Travis. I'm pretty sure Travis is the desk I took over, right?
Yes.
When I came into Sources.
Yes.
Okay, so you've heard this story. I don't know if you've heard this story.
Maybe.
But when I showed up, about 2 weeks into me being there, All of a sudden, photos of a small African American child started appearing on my desk.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? And I would
like a haunting.
I would take it off and like set it somewhere else, and they would always end up back on my desk. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is happening?
You turn your head, and then it comes back.
Come back.
Like, boom! Like, it has that dramatic noise.
Why? And then somebody was like, oh yeah, that's Travis's son.
He died. No, I'm kidding. He did not die. No,
he did
good.
Not die. He did not
he's
die.
He's a good little. Yeah, he's alive.
But
you have to honor the desk.
Yeah.
You can't just. You
I know.
Can't
and I was like, what? And I think somebody just kept putting it on the desk because they remembered it was Travis's desk and thought that he'd like, oh.
It's like, you got to still like own up to whose desk it was before.
Yeah.
Like, so anyway, I was very confused.
I'm sorry. I'm going to jump on this real quick. It's a short little anecdote. There used to be a lighter that used to pop up everywhere in this group house.
A lighter.
Like a little green lighter, like the worst lighter you can get. It keeps popping up, and it didn't work. I didn't want it in my life, okay? So I kept throwing it away in the trash. I kept giving it to somebody else. I put it in someone's car. It just kept reappearing in my life like some sort of haunting. And so finally I said, all right, you and me lighter, it's over. You're done. So I grabbed a hammer and destroyed it.
No way.
What a story.
What a climax.
What a classic story that will go through time. They're going to make a movie about it, directed by Michael Bay. Sorry,
that would be a good
it.
Short.
Yeah.
It would.
I'm trying to think. You, I remember it because you, I think you came around and introduced yourself to everybody.
Yeah, I did.
And then I think at some point you just asked, you said like, oh, like you try to learn something new every day.
Oh, yeah,
I remember
that
being part of like your initial thing. I was just like, really? And like it's mentally.
Oh yeah,
like
that's right. Then
just
you
a mental note of
me.
Just like, all right, I'm gonna hold you to that. And every day for like maybe a month, I think I asked you. I'm like, what'd you learn today? And then you would have like some amazing fact. I'm like, all right, I guess he really does that. So I stopped asking.
Well, I used to listen. I mean, I still listen to a lot of podcasts on the way to and from work. But because of like the fucking crazy political thing that's what I catch up on, like what's happening in the world on my way to work now, because there's so much that happens every single day. But I used to listen to a podcast about science like every day. I had a different one every day that I could listen to, and so I just learn everything I could about science. And so I come in and give
and I would just go
to
be like, Spencer, what'd you learn today? And just be like, I learned about this thing with black holes. And I'm like, all right. And the next it'd be like, I learned this thing about language. I'm like, all right, it's really something different every day.
And so it was really
entertaining. And then I just stopped asking after a while.
Someone's in the
room
here.
Oh shit.
And they disappeared. The haunting has begun.
Who was that?
No, I think it was the janitor.
Oh, okay.
We spooked him.
I still try and learn something new every day as much as possible. I've been learning a lot because I've been working on a little project for Group 9 for...
You can say it. Or no, we can't.
Can I say it?
I think you can.
You could say the subject. You
right.
can't
I haven't
say,
talked
like,
about it
the
yet.
This is the official, like, what we've been doing. Like,
yeah,
that's what
I guess
we started
so.
About.
I just I don't want to give away too much. But I guess it doesn't really give anything away. That
no.
I'm,
no, just talk about
people.
You could say what.
I'm working on Shark Week for Discovery on a specific platform that I may or may not be able to talk about it being on.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
But I've been working
you
on episodes
catch quick.
For that.
God damn it!
So I've been working on writing episodes for Shark Week for that.
Which is great because that's kind of what you want to do.
Yeah,
like that's what you've been
trying
to get your foot in.
Right. And so I've been trying to figure out a way to get into
more
of the writing stuff.
Everything about sharks.
Literally, there's amazing stuff.
Do you want to know anything
about
sharks?
Should I teach
Contact
you something?
Spencer.
There's a really crazy. Did I tell you guys about the epigenetics thing about sharks?
The whole like how they like evolve real fast. That's the thing.
Yeah. Okay. So this is really. I don't know if I told you this, but if I did, I'm recapping it. We don't know. Okay. So first of all, like we're gonna go on a little shark rant here.
Shark
okay.
Week.
Wait, before you start.
Yes,
before you start.
Okay.
Guys, you hear that excitement and that like the way he's about to like show this information. This was every time I asked him, "What'd you learn today?"
Uh-huh.
And it was this level of excitement and enthusiasm about the thing he learned. And yeah.
I'm such a nerd. Okay, so it's actually really fascinating. Okay, so sharks, there are way less like different species of that, like different types of sharks than there are most other things. So like there's a ton of bony fish, but there's like not that many sharks. Ooh,
another person
back.
And they disappeared.
They're gone. There's tons of like different kinds of bony fish, and there's like the the types of mammals are crazy, right? Like, you have tiny little bats, and you have huge whales, and, like, you have all these things that are, and us, like, you have all these things that are mammals, and, like, kangaroos, and, you know, so, like, there's so much variety in mammals, but sharks don't have very much variety.
I don't know that, because I feel like when Shark Week comes around, they're always like, look at these, all these kinds of sharks.
Well, there's lots of different, but think about, like, mammals. Think about how many different.
There's so many.
Think about how different they look. Like,
how many bugs?
Like, that's true. There are lots of types of bugs. I mean, there's lots of types of all of these animals, but sharks, for some reason, don't have that many different, like, forms that they take. They pretty much all
they
look
perfected it.
The same.
They already
it's
got
like,
it.
It's kind of like how people look real different amongst each other, but essentially we all kind of look the same.
Right. So, like, but sharks haven't really, like, they haven't really expanded outside what they look like
or what they like do. The sea.
But they're trying to figure this out, right? Because normally when you have a species or when you have a type of animal, and it they lasted through all of the extinctions, all five of the extinctions that happened. So, like, they're fucking crazy.
Sharks don't give a fuck.
Sharks don't give a fuck. They'll survive whatever. And that's kind of what we're talking about. But they survived for so long when, like, there was a time, I think it's the third extinction or something, when almost all of the animals went extinct. Like, 96% of the animals on Earth completely went extinct.
Holy crap.
And they survived that. Uh-huh. And so scientists have been like, why? Like, how are they able to do this? And a lot of the times they're finding, like, evidence, or they think that it's possible that they, like, dove down into deeper waters to survive. They would have had to adapt to those waters because it's a very different environment from where they normally
live. Right. There's less oxygen.
Pressure,
and
especially
the
temperature. The temperature is, like, very different in these areas. So they're trying to figure this out. I'm going to try and make this short. Basically, they found a type of skate, which is in the same kind of family as rays and sharks, that can change. It can express different genes based on what temperature it's in. So, like, when it's down in deeper, colder waters, it literally changes what genes are being expressed. So it's almost like it's a different creature based on where it's living.
That's fucking crazy.
Right? So we don't know how prevalent that is. We don't know, like, how what that means, like, if sharks have the ability to do that, if they used to have the ability to do that, and that's why they were able to survive. We just don't know. But the theory right now is that sharks may be able to, or may have been able to, like, go to these deeper waters, flip on those genes, and then just, like, not need as much oxygen and not need as much food, and, like, they're able
to
survive.
It's like advanced camouflage, except instead of just, like, your skin, it's just like, you know
it's
what?
It's like their, like, bodies.
I don't want to be cold anymore, so I'm just going to
not be
do
cold.
A little switches in my brain, and all of a sudden I'm like, I'm comfortable.
Yeah, so it's crazy because, like, they're able to adapt to their environment. Like, where most other animals take hundreds of thousands or millions of years to evolve, right, to evolve to their environment, they're finding that these skates could actually adapt to their environments, like, within hours or days.
I feel like that's the coolest thing. Like, just like when lizards, like, they lose their tail, it regrows. Chameleons can change their colors. For humans, I mean, what is our thing? Like, women's periods sync up? Like, that's like,
no,
that is a crazy thing.
Humans are pretty fucking
cool.
We've
made nuclear weapons.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think I've read, like, stuff on, like, where it's all Tumblr fakes. Remember, so earlier today, I was asking if there is a word for, like, a collective story that happens. So, like, somebody comes up with a concept on Tumblr, like, oh, this is a funny thought, and then people build up on it. So it becomes, like, kind of like this group story,
like,
that doesn't really belong to anybody, sort of, except, like, the original idea always belongs to the first person. But, like,
but then
people
everybody builds
add
on
and, like, they really kind of develop it. There was one, my point was, oh, my gosh, I lost my point. We were talking about sharks. We were talking about...
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
You can do it.
Chameleons. Oh, my God.
Humans have certain traits.
Yes, humans have certain traits.
Boom,
yes.
Baby! Woo! Woo!
So they were talking about how weird humans would be to, like, other alien species.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that we grow, like, weird enamel things from our mouths, and, like, we were really interested in going to, like, crazy-ass environments. Like, we adapt to so many different environments. The fact that we don't, like, super cold doesn't really bother us. Like, we'll do it. But, like, also super hot doesn't bother us because we sweat. Like, those are two very extreme environments that most animals, again, can't adapt to. But we're really good at it.
That's true.
And I think one of the things was, like, oh, like, somebody sent, like, a ship to space, and, like, we went on some planet and they crashed there while all the other aliens were up. Like, I guess, like, that's it. Like, no. And this is like, no, we're going to send some people there. And I'm like, what do you mean you're going to send some people
you're
there?
Right. We've gone
clearly,
to
you're
space.
Not going to have survivors. It crashed. And this is like, no, we always check. Like, we survived.
Yeah.
And then they go, and it's like, you survived a what kind of explosion? Like, things like that, where we would keep, yeah.
Well,
we were
really,
weirdly resilient.
Yeah, we're really good at tools. Like, yeah. As humans, we've discussed, like,
we're good at tools, and we are tools.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
But, like, I think it was Neil deGrasse Tyson who was saying that, like, the difference between using a stick to get ants out of a log and a nuclear weapon is 1% of our DNA.
Yeah.
Us and chimps.
We're weird, whoa. Man. We're real weird.
So, like, that 1% is what made that difference, which is just... like really fucking
it's
crazy.
Amazing
to the
how
point
like
where
such a small
like
such
in the
high
future
talk.
We're probably going to figure out how to do that shark DNA splitting thing, and we're going to be like, instead of wearing jackets, we're just not going to have to anymore. We're going to wear whatever we want to wear.
We're all going to be in robotic bodies.
Be like, yeah.
Yes, we talked about that earlier this week. We said, would you, if what was it? If you could transfer your brain into a robot body, would you do it?
Yeah,
I would definitely do it.
I would do it at the end.
Yeah, Star. Yeah, you were saying you'd do it at the end. I'd be fine to do it right now.
I'd be fine to do it in a couple years. So right now you, yeah. A couple years me, and start at the end.
No. Like, I want to use up this body until like I wear it out, and then I can.
It's gonna wear out soon.
Let's switch it out.
It's gonna wear out.
And then you can have body parts. Like now the skin's more real.
Okay, but we talked about this. Is like I don't think when we get to that point that we're even gonna be living.
But
physically anymore, I think we're gonna be living like in artificial environments.
Right.
Because there's no reason. To be
but some people
in a
are going
to
want to be like, oh, remember the good old days when I used to feel things, you know,
you would,
and they're going to want to
feel
it.
You'd feel it. It just would be electronically
impulses. Yeah.
It'd be, but it's the same exact thing.
I don't
replicate
know if we
it.
Figured out like enough of that.
But
of
it would,
oh, no, no,
yeah.
I'm not saying like right now. I'm saying if you could transfer a human brain to a robotic body and still function as a person.
Completely function as a human?
Yeah.
I'm still gonna wait till the end.
But it's gonna be rough. I mean, it's like realistic CGI. You know, it's like when you put
Uncanny Valley shit.
When you put people, when you try to, you know, like they're doing with Star Wars, they recreated that character.
Right.
On Rogue
yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Like you can still tell it's a little bit fake. And so I feel like if they start implementing like senses to replicate senses, it's gonna be a little bit blocky. Like it's not gonna feel exactly the same.
Yeah. No. I think like our our sense of touch is so sensitive that it's gonna be a bit. Before,
yeah, yeah. Oh, it'll definitely be a bit.
Which is why I want to wait till I'm old, because when I'm old, all those senses are dulled.
I'll go through
anyway.
The beta updates.
So when it switches, then it won't feel as jarring.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
I see. Yeah, totally.
Now, and plus, like, human shit is cool right now, you guys. It's fine.
Yeah.
I guess
no,
you're
I'm
right.
Saying
okay,
right
you
now,
sold me.
I'm
I think I'm going to wait till, like, I'm about to die.
But I'm saying, like, if...
Then you had nothing to lose. Then it's just like, yeah, fuck it. This is no use to me anymore.
Right.
Let's move on.
But I think
like,
the premise is that if you were to do it, it wouldn't be like if we tried to do it right now. It'd be like, if it was available to you and it worked perfectly, like, would you do it?
Oh, yeah.
And I would totally do it. But it was really fascinating. So I wrote back when we were at SourceFed, I wrote... a SourceFed nerd 101 about us living in a simulation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that
that people got really mad at.
They got mad at it?
Well,
who
no,
got
but,
mad at it?
Well, yeah,
I want to fight them.
Because you're breaking like people's real views, the whole idea that like human existence isn't real. We're all in a giant matrix-like machine kind of situation.
Right, and Elon Musk said like the chance that we're in a simulation is like incredibly high, mm-hmm. which
oh, yeah,
he's not,
no,
he's
I,
not
which,
wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, but also like reality isn't like in your head. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
Well,
so, I mean, even if I am in a simulation, it's like, that's not going to really impact me.
No.
Because
I'm
living,
do anything about
I'm,
it.
It's so, I'm living so close. It's like a little, yeah.
Well, there are a couple things. Actually, there's a lot that I found fascinating when researching for that. But one of the things that kind of relates to what we're talking about is that, like, because somebody posed the question, like, okay, so if we were living in a simulation, wouldn't we be able to tell that everything was like pixelated and that like and that we you know the quality would be less if we were in a simulation because it would be being simulated and it wouldn't be real. And the argument that is kind of against that is that we only understand our reality the way it's been presented to us our entire
mm-hmm.
lives. So we could be
this
living
could be
in
super
an eight
low
there's
res,
no,
guys.
Right.
There's
Isn't
no
like,
perspective
like, we
to
could
have.
Be living in an 8-bit world
yeah.
and if we've only known 8-bit our whole lives then 8-bit looks realistic.
Remember,
Minecraft
it's
looks
like,
real.
I would associate that like when you play old video games when you were like a kid you were like these graphics were the shit and then like if you go back and play those like Nintendo 64 games now you're like oh
That's like VHS. I went, we're like, oh, look at this DVD. It's not a big deal. You know, it's not a big deal.
Right.
And then you go back and you're like, holy shit, VHS is terrible.
Yeah. It's so bad.
It's so bad.
But it's that same thing of like relative perception where like we only know what we've been presented. So like if we were inside of a simulation, and for people that don't know like the premise of this that was postulated, it's basically like, so once we reach a point with our technology where we can at an atomic level replicate a part of the universe, even a small part of the universe, down to the atomic, like down to the smallest thing, you know, that we know, I guess, to be beyond atoms, but you know,
the quarkic
level. Once we can simulate a world at that level, mm-hmm. then the chances that hasn't already been done before and we aren't just a simulation is incredibly like low. Like the chances that we aren't inside of that same exact thing that's been made by somebody else.
You guys
is,
know
like,
that Rick
really
and Morty
low.
Episode where Rick, mm-hmm. Rick
that's
goes
exactly
into the battery?
What I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
It's that.
Just watch that episode, and that's exactly what Spencer's
did it.
Talking
yeah.
about.
In cartoon form. But it's a fascinating theory, and like we found these parts of the universe where like things can't travel at any faster speed, and they like speculate. You know, it's all speculation. We have no idea how the universe works.
It's,
but
it's,
like,
it's that part of the game
Google
where you can't
knows.
Render anything
right.
anymore. And
right.
You're not allowed over there.
Well, like
we didn't make that part of the
yeah.
game.
Yeah. like the wavelengths of, I can't remember what exactly it is, but there's something, you can look up the papers. There's something where like some sort of wavelength can't travel faster than, you know, a certain speed. And because of that, it like caps off, and that's kind of the same thing that happens with like bandwidth, mm-hmm. you know, or
I don't
like
know why, but
with
that,
speeds
to me
computers.
Like the simulation thing is like at first I remember being jarring like ugh, and then I was like, all right, you know what, that's kind of comforting because I like the idea. I was like, oh, okay, like it's all a weird simulation, that's
yeah.
fine. And
yeah.
like
I
then
don't
I don't
really
know
care.
And
I think
I don't
it's
know
whatever.
Why like
it's interesting.
Prayer makes
that.
More sense to me because if like, and mind you, like this is also under the assumption that there's no one really controlling it. It's a machine
its
that's running on its own.
Yeah.
But I still like the idea that there's the idea that it's possibly a consciousness that's watching and
yeah.
maybe able to go, all right, and like
help you
press
out.
A button, uh-huh. help you out. I'm like, all
you
right.
know what that makes me think of?
What?
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Roller yeah. Coaster Tycoon.
You ever play that and you get attached to like one little uh-huh. person in the game?
I would rename that person me.
See, like,
and
so
then I would watch him walk
I've
around.
I've never played Roller Coaster Tycoon.
No way.
Yeah,
you just made
you
a,
would
you
love
made a theme
park. Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I want to play.
Oh my god, I have it. I'll
you have
it? Yeah,
give it to me.
Okay, Danny and I.
I'm gonna knife you for it.
Danny and I, little Danny and I, we as SourceFed was like closing,
dying,
dying. We decided we were gonna play Roller Coaster Tycoon at lunch, and so we had Roller
Did
Coaster
you?
Tycoon on our computers.
Oh,
yeah, I played it on my iPad, and because there's an iPad.
Really?
App.
Can you like
I
sync up? Can you join my park?
I don't know. I don't think they've included that function because I think they just ported the game over because
oh, okay.
it's an older game, so
yeah.
they could just port it over to the iPad. But it's amazing. I actually learned like it's really funny. I learned like a lot of my economy.
Mm-hmm.
lessons
mm-hmm.
from Roller Coaster Tycoon, which is really weird, but like as a 12-year-old,
yeah, yeah,
like
you have finally to, figure out how things work,
right? Because
right,
then
right.
you have to
By
like
the
price
way,
your
we
stuff.
We still haven't finished answering the first question.
God damn!
Yeah, no, we only got to one person
it's okay,
giving
okay,
their
it's
opinion.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. It's
I'm
okay.
just saying.
This is how this podcast goes.
Yeah.
but you would have to price things so that people would. Want to buy them, and they wouldn't think they were like. If you want to price your pizza, like
mm-hmm.
you have to price your pizza at the right price so that you're making money, so you can build your cool ass roller coaster, but not so much that people start complaining about it
right.
and don't want to come to your park. And then you can offer like promotional deals where they can get in for like $2 off if you want to get more people into the park, and then you charge more for the food, but you make the rides really cheap, so
mm-hmm.
they stay and they have a good time. But then they have to buy the food because they're hungry, but they splurge on the food because they like the ride so much. So it's like all of this
mm-hmm.
economy,
balancing it out.
Yeah, yeah. And so
yeah.
like at 12 years old, I'm like, I'm going to lower the price of my admission to my park, and then I'm going
to yeah.
like a fucking nerd that I am.
I used to do Sim Tower. That was
what's Sim Tower? I've never
Sim
heard of
Sim Tower.
Tower.
Sim Tower was
like
essentially like that,
thing?
But yeah, but you ran a skyscraper, so you had apartments, you had businesses, you had restaurants, you
what?
Had
what? That's
whole,
so cool.
It was the whole economy of like
all this
oh,
thing
skyscraper
stresses me
thing.
Out. I was saying at lunch today, I don't like too many decisions, too many choices stress me out.
But the cool thing is that you can make mistakes and it doesn't matter because it's not real life.
I know, but
you're living in a simulation.
I feel like the mistakes like. like, I'm like, feel judged about my mistake still. That's bad.
Like, just imagine it's essentially the game of running the tower we're in.
I know. But I feel like I've like, what color do you want it to be? Red or blue? I'm like, fuck, I don't know. This is going to be a big deal. What if I mess up?
We work
what if
right
I can't go
to,
back and change it?
We work right next to a grocery store, so it's the cheapest thing for lunch to just go in and be like, I'm just going to get groceries. And Luis stresses out so much. He can't deal with
the grocery store
too
and it's
much
like,
food.
There's so much food.
I can't even decide. It's so...
You did a good job today.
I did do a good job.
Yeah.
I picked some pokey. You guys know what poke is?
Poke.
A little poke.
Oh, poke?
Yeah.
Oh, a little poke.
A little poke.
A little poke, poke. That's when you take a picture.
Do you say
of
Pokemon or Pokemon?
Pokemon.
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 Okay, so it's the same.
Pokemon. It depends. Like, if I'm just saying, I got some Pokemon.
Yeah,
but then I can be like, I got some Pokemon.
Every time I hear Pokemon, there's a part of me that's just like,
Yeah.
I twitch.
No. I know when the older crowd says Pokemon and you're like, it's fucking it's so much easier to say Pokemon.
I remember when that game came out. I was playing it all the time, and then I got let down.
Hannah and I are still playing Pokemon, the card game.
Really?
We've been playing Pokemon, the card
I should bring
game.
My Pokemon
Dude,
cards. I still
I've been
have them.
Fucking killing at Pokemon.
I don't know
Her
how to
and
play.
I've been building decks. I'll show you how to play. It's yes! actually really fucking fun.
The cards are beyond my time.
Really?
I watched the cartoon. I didn't
so
play
the
card game.
So the card game, I used to just collect. And then I have like a bunch of cards.
See, strategy games scare
and
me. I
it's
think
really
realizing.
Fun. But then Hannah was like, I really want to play Magic, but it seems really intimidating because it's a fucking crazy game. I mean, it's great, but it's really complex for a first time player. And so I was like, I'd never played Magic, and I was like, I can't teach you Magic.
Is Pokemon like a nice
so Pokemon
it's like a
was a nice
magic.
Was like a nice stepping stone, and so we picked up like basically theme decks, which now I've learned are complete shit. But they're good like starting point. Would you say
you got to build your deck?
You got to build your deck, but it's a good like starting place.
Yeah,
and then so you can like learn balance and.
But did you have the 150 or did you do more than 150?
No, we did the modern ones. We just went and rebought some of the ones from now.
You got that
scares me.
You got that was it, that shiny Charizard. That
I got that
one.
Shiny Charizard.
You do?
Yeah, I did. I don't have it now, but I used to have it.
I'm gonna bring my cards, man.
Dude, bring
Let's
your cards.
Play.
I'll stay and play. I'll bring my decks, but
we should stream it.
Yeah, we'll stream it on Twitch. No, we'll stream it on Twitch.
Stream it on Twitch?
That'd be so fun.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can we stream it on Twitch?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Listen here, Twitch. We're going to stream it on whether you like it or not.
Yeah, yeah. There's actually, that's where I learned to play because I watched the Pokemon tournament on there.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can like, it's really fun. And then from there, we learn Magic, and now we're playing Magic as well.
What?
Yeah.
You graduated to Magic?
We graduated Magic. So her and
Shit
I play
dog.
Magic all the time. And
What's
stuff,
above
and
Magic, or is Magic like the final round?
I mean, Magic's kind of like the big one,
Magic,
right?
Yeah,
is Magic
Magic's
the one, like
one.
Every year they still bring out more cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then
I don't
they retire,
like that.
But then they retire old ones. There's
I don't like that either.
There's a really good Planet Money podcast episode that talks about the economy of Magic cards because they have to make sure that they stay rare.
Yeah.
Rare enough to play, but not rare enough where like people don't play with the cards. You want to strike a good balance between people who save and people who
play. But
see,
I have an issue with collecting and having everything.
I heard like the Black Lotus card is apparently like one of those, like they're very hard to find and it's very rare, but like people want it because it was like a powerful card to use. But like there's a whole economy about keeping Magic the Gathering alive.
Something about like having a beginning and like just a complete package fulfills me. And if the fact that I can't have that stresses and frustrates me. Like once the new Pokemon released the 150, I was like, I'm done.
But that's not the point. The point is
I
like,
know,
to,
I
like,
guess it's not for me.
So it's actually really fascinating
You're
the
right.
way that you build the way that you can build your deck. So like I thought you just like collected the best cards you could and put them all into a deck and that's absolutely
it's
not what you're doing.
Strategy.
Yeah, so like for example, you have to balance like your energy, like how many energies you have in a deck and it's mostly like energies which are like what you use to power them and then like trainer cards, which is what you use to like modify the game, so like draw two cards or like make your Pokemon attack more or whatever, and then you build your only one or two energy types, so there's like a bunch of different energy types if you remember from like the
but what if I picked the wrong energy type?
It's fine, you can play with any of them. It's just that you have to build your deck around that. So if you're like, okay, I want to make a water deck, so you make a water deck and you can only have I think four iterations of the same card in a deck. So like basically what you do is you 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 use statistics to like make sure you're getting what you need. So you have, if you have like cards you know that you want, you put four of them in your deck. It's mm-hmm. so, like, if you're building to get like, say you have one evolution of a Pokemon that's really good, you get four versions of that. And just stack your deck with it, and that way you have a better chance of drawing what you need. Anyway, it's kind of like mm-hmm. boring deck theory, but like yeah, I start theory. Learning about all this, about like how you build decks and how you make them strong and what you know, how to balance them and stuff. And it's actually really fascinating and fun.
So Louise, what was your first impression of Spencer?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Well,
I was back on track.
When Spencer came in, I was desperate to have someone edit, because I was basically editing SourceFed by myself for like a period of time. Like, I was doing all the videos, yeah. mm-hmm. and because the first Luke left, and it was just me. And so I was like, please.
And Travis left.
I was like, please be good. And no, you were great. I mean, I don't know.
Well,
you were
the
cool.
person who showed me how to.
Yeah, I was just like, hey, this is what you need to test.
Because like
you watched me edit.
Right. So just to, was a just way to see the. We should tell them like the process of how that happened.
Yeah.
Like,
so
how,
you,
yeah.
So like yeah, we have the KFC. Did you do the KFC?
Yeah.
One?
Uh-huh. I did the KFC.
So there's
one.
Like a Joe Beretta, Lee Newton KFC story about pubes and KFC, and I give Spencer. First I record the story of the day. And then he watches me edit, and we're just pretty much quiet for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I just watched him.
And you watch me, and I go through, and I say, this is where you go, this is what you do.
This is like my second interview. So my first interview, I came in and just talked to Ricky and Len, I think?
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, we're going to have you come back and shadow with Luis,
uh-huh.
and then you're going to cut your own thing.
And so I had to, and like originally when we get a story, then we collect the assets, but I knew what story we were getting, so I was able to collect the assets first. Yeah. All the assets is like the pictures and the videos that you need for the video. And you didn't have to waste your time.
Yeah.
So then we went through the whole thing. You just kind of saw me do it. You asked questions. And then I gave you the raw file.
Of
the KFC thing. And then you just ran with it.
Yeah.
And then you
have to edit it. So I had to take that.
And two
go into a room.
Around two hours.
I took it into a room and just edited my heart out until the 2 hours were up, and then they watched it.
Yeah, and then Ricky comes in and he's like sits down with the editors and he's like, all right guys, what do you think of him? Huh? What do you think of Spencer? He seemed pretty cool. I was like, yeah, he's great. Bring him on in, please. And then you
That's
came
so
in.
Nice.
Yeah,
you yeah, came we had in. Fun. I remember the first Christmas I had with you guys. I painted you all guns.
Oh yes, I still have them. I was kind of a little upset. I'm going to be honest. I was upset that the other editors didn't take care of their guns.
They didn't want them.
They didn't want them, and that irritated me. I still have my guns.
So sad. I saw that. I appreciate
it. I was dedicated to those guns. I had a gun. I had a Nerf
Wait,
gun collection.
Like Nerf guns. Oh, is that when the Nerf guns just took over the office?
Yeah. Yes. Because
oh.
I first brought mine in Christmas time, and it was Guardians of the Galaxy gun, and it was pitiful. Like, it just shot like 2 feet out.
And we're like, boop.
But no one knew how to use it, and it's in a PBL episode. And then you brought your guns, and then I loved those. And then I got a gun from Will.
Oh yeah, that's right, as a gift. Yeah, so I painted like some Nerf guns up.
That was cool. How long did that take you?
Days.
Days?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
and
you had this one gun that was super powerful.
That was Brett's.
That was Brett's gun. And it was, I try to bring out those guns every time.
Because, yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
And then Danny brought in, like, laser tag guns. Remember
oh,
those?
Yeah.
Those were super cool.
And Brett had automatic Nerf guns.
That's
they were,
right.
like, powered by battery.
Oh, yeah. It was battery powered. So it was like.
But they jammed a lot.
You guys had so many guns.
We had so many.
It was great. I had two lightsabers.
You
I had
think
a couple
we were
guns.
All from Texas.
Oh, my God. Okay. So I had my lightsabers placed on my desk in a
That's
perfect
right.
way. Because people always, they always love to put their cups on my desk. Okay.
Your desk, honestly though, your desk was right next to the couch.
I know.
And
so,
there's no place to put
anything.
And so
anything.
I started strategizing. I just put my two lightsabers next to the desk so people would be like, oh, I want to put my, oh, I can't.
I would put it on that bottom level.
I know you would. It's okay. That's
you
okay.
You had like that secondary You're... level and I was just like, but I'd always try
Ricky
to make sure I took
would
it
always
back.
Put his cup on my desk. he would just put it there blatantly, letting the
and
water just.
It.
Bleed all over my desk.
Ricky would put his cups everywhere, though.
And so I would
to
strategize.
Be fair, yeah, he would put his cups
I
everywhere.
Would put my backpack on the left side. I would have my laptop on there. Like, I would try to cover up the whole area so no one could put their cup on my desk.
Anytime Ricky came in and he had a cup.
Oh, I was getting lost. For sure.
I would end up bringing it back to him at his desk.
Yeah.
Like, he's left. He used to leave them at my desk, too. Like, it's like if he had to review
so
something,
funny.
It was like his mark to be like, I'm leaving my
and
cup
he knew,
here.
And he knew.
He did know. He's like, did I leave my cup in here?
Yeah. So good. It's so funny. Okay, so
and then Star, so you came in and I don't know, I was going through a dark period in my life, so I didn't like socialize as much. But like you started coming up and around. I don't know, you were just kinda cute.
No.
I don't know. All yeah. Right. You're just like this, you know, cute little
like,
bubbly.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was just a good energy. Yeah.
I liked being friendly. And also, like, I liked hearing you guys talk about edit stuff, and then you talk about shows I liked, and I was like, oh, that's the cool room.
Yeah. It was nice. You coming in there, like, because a lot of people came into the editor room, but then you came in there, you were working, but then you, you know, you were talking a little bit, and mm-hmm. I don't know, like, some, you weren't a person that I met, and my view of you changed. Like, oh, now I know Star. Now she's.
No, I come in exactly the
you
way
come
I
in,
am.
And then you just kind of, like, flower into more of this, like,
more awesome.
Awesome person.
Yeah, I'll just talk more. But it's always there underneath the surface. Yeah. So I'm just waiting for an in. Like, are they going to talk about something nerdy? Can I put my opinion in?
Yeah.
Is this appropriate? Oh, okay. I could say something. Yeah. Cool. And then, but it's there. I don't, my personality doesn't really change.
Yeah.
So when I first came in, I met so many people at once that it was like sort of overwhelming, mm-hmm. Which I'm sure you guys can attest mm-hmm. to as well. Just when you first come into it, I mean, anybody who's been into
like
a new job.
Yeah, it's like going to a new high school and
everybody's
had
and
their cliques
everybody
already.
Everybody already has their shit. Right. And I didn't know what was happening.
Sorry. Going on cliques, I remember I tried to go to the host table one day
for
Thanksgiving.
No.
I was like, hey. I felt so awkward.
Yeah, you're not part of the host clique.
No, I was just trying to be friends. And then, I just want to have good friends.
The cliques just ended up being divided about what section of the building you were
in.
Well,
I think it's because you spend the most time with those people, right? Yeah. So you become usually. I mean, you think you'd become sick of them, but not really. Yeah, no. It was the kind of the people that you. That
we
you,
had the. We had a good room in the editor's room.
Such yeah,
a
I like
everyone. Loved
every
our
once in
room.
A while, I was just like, I can't be in my space anymore. I'm just gonna go sit on the editor's.
They'd
couch
come
my
in
computer,
and vent
just
out.
Hang out.
Yeah,
yeah. It was a really, really good. Because
there were some moments when that office got pretty rough. Like there was some high tense. Like mm-hmm. tension going
there's
on,
drama.
And people.
We were
people,
a family, but families
room,
fight.
The editor room would always be a safe space.
Editor room was always super fucking calm.
Yeah, except only when we got stressed out with work. But for the most part, we were pretty calm about a lot of.
Yeah,
things.
Even when we were stressed out with work, it was still.
We had each other's back.
Yeah, like we never really at least in my time there was never really any drama between the editors.
There was no back talking. There was no one saying shit about anybody.
But also
when they
y'all
left.
Could yell in your room.
That's
the
true.
Thing. You had a you were able to close the door. Everywhere else in that office
we could vent, yeah.
You
yeah,
could not really close the door. So
there were
no
moments
real...
of just like table banging because of like frustration with an edit.
Yeah.
But everyone was like cool with it, like, yeah, I'm so sorry, dude, that you're going through that. Is there anything I can do? Like
except then I just hear Owen go, and I knew it was bad.
There were some people who went like and banged it.
I think DJ.
Oh yeah, I was
you
gonna say, but yeah, DJ.
Yeah,
he really knows.
Funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was. So my I'm trying to remember like my first impression of you because I know Luis. I met you were the first person I met besides Ricky and Len,
right?
Because you gave me my lesson. So so I was like super excited that the person that was this is turning into like a compliment fest.
Oh, thank
you. The person that was helping me was actually like really fucking cool and not an asshole. Because, I mean, I had been doing freelance before that, and, like, I had worked with other editors, and I had worked with a bunch of people, and, like, you know, there's good people and there's bad people to work with and for, and so, I came into the room, and it was really weird, because I knew what SourceFed was, and I knew, like, the hosts and stuff, because I'd watched it before, but, like, I really started watching it when I got called in for the interview, and I was like, okay, I should know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so, who did I meet? I met one of the hosts. I think it was Will on the couch.
Oh, man.
I was like,
my first
shit, that's Will. That's the kid from the thing. And then immediately he just stomped off and was like yelling something. I mean, not in a bad way, but he was like yelling something like
Will just
ridiculous
made
and making noises. Yeah,
he couldn't go through any room without making a noise. Like, yeah, every room he passed by, if there was somebody in the room,
he kind of waddles into the room left and like he kind of waddles like a duck.
Yeah. And so I remember him just like play stomping out of the room and like yelling something, and I was like, where am I?
Yeah.
But But yeah, it was so cool to have somebody who's really nice.
Oh,
to
thank
help
you. Man.
Yeah. And then, Star, I remember that you were asking me what I learned every day. That's the one thing I remember. I don't remember my first impression.
This
of
is
you,
the girl that's going to ask me, so
this
I need
is the
to
girl,
know.
Every day that I yeah. would come in, she'd ask me what I learned.
It's me pseudo bullying. And I, and like, I loved all right, it. You're going to say it? All right, I'm going to ask. And then I was like, oh, wait.
I
cool.
loved it. I loved it because it gave, I love to teach and I love to talk about things that I like and mm-hmm. that make me happy. And so when somebody asks me something, about something that I enjoy or like something that I've learned, I love to explain it. And so I got the chance to explain new things yeah. every day, and that makes me happy.
We should bring that back. We should bring back, what did you learn today?
We should all bring it back. We should all say, what did you learn
what we
today?
Learned this week.
Star.
I can't
what
learn every something new
You
every
can learn
day.
Something every day.
Week. Every
you
week.
You can.
Every week. We'll do it weekly.
I want to do, okay.
Because that's what we do on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. We'll okay, we'll introduce what we've
new
learned.
We've learned every,
but
every week.
I need to get a habit of doing it again, of learning something
yeah,
every
that,
day. Because
I
love learning,
it's,
too.
I
love learning. I want to go back to community college. I want to do some classes.
See,
and
I've been using Lynda.
Lynda.
This is not a spot. We aren't sponsored by Lynda. But if we were, I would say...
L-Y-N-D-A.
I have a friend who on Instagram, and I can't say it on Instagram because...
If
your
you
close
have,
friends.
By the way, if you have a library card, yeah. you could get a free Lynda subscription.
It's true. Mm. You sign with the library card.
But I have an Instagram friend who, I don't know if they're faux sponsoring, but I don't like it.
Do they just throw out sponsorships for things all the time?
What do you think they're doing?
Do they do hashtag ad?
Hashtag ad? I don't know. I don't know if she's like posing to have sponsors on her thing, or
maybe
she's
just doing
legally,
it.
Legally,
so
if
that...
she's doing an ad, she has to have hashtag
yeah,
ad.
She maybe has to have hashtag
yeah,
ad?
Yeah, she does. Yeah,
that's a thing?
Yeah,
ad,
that's,
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
Legally, you have to have it.
Unless it's like blatantly clear that it's an ad, but uh-huh. if it's not blatantly clear, you have to say hashtag ad.
Interesting.
Yeah, because
or the FCC will get mad.
Yeah. Do you guys, does that influence you enough? Like if you see someone with something, they're like, it's a beautiful day here with
well,
drinking
I think
green
it's
juice.
Different because we are with we're
we
in
know.
This industry. So like
yeah,
we
I get to
are
me, I'm like,
aware.
Oh, you're making a paycheck. That's
yeah,
good
that's
for
how
you.
I think about it too. It's like, oh cool, you got sponsored, like you're making right. money. But to other people that like look up to them, I think that it might influence.
I think as long as you present yourself as like, hey, I'm not trying to be a fake hustler. Like if you've always made it clear like that you're a business person,
uh-huh. right?
Then no one's gonna give a shit. But if you like try to act like as if you're like, I'm an artiste and I'm not a sellout and da 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 da. And then like you try to like still if you sneak it in.
I see what you're saying. If you're straightforward about it.
If you're straightforward about it. People could be like, "Mer," but then they're like, they can't accuse you of quote unquote selling out because you're like, no, I was about this from the get go.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, it's a hard, and we were talking about this today, like it's a hard balance between like being okay with doing ads for things. Like we just got acquired either. What would be the right word? We have a partnership with Audio Boom mm-hmm. where we're going to be getting ads.
And they basically, they just take a bunch of podcasts and they go to ads and like, hey, we have all these podcasts that
get
like a billion.
This many,
view-
yeah, this
listeners.
Many listens. And so do you want us to do
But I feel like podcasts are okay because it's
you
like.
You already know going in. Like if you listen to podcasts, you're so used to every freaking
and
ad.
Yeah, yeah, not the whole content is sponsored, you know? Like yeah. it's like
But we're talking about that on like YouTube, how they have ads that pop up and how it's annoying. But like. Everything has to be paid for some way, mm-hmm. and so it sucks, but, like, that's the way that we make money.
Well, someone was saying about with Dodo, too, like, oh, it sucks that Dodo has a ad that pop-up. I mean, that I get, because it's, like,
if
a business.
If it's in the middle
if
of your story, yeah.
Yeah,
but
it's,
if it's
a
business,
business,
I understand, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you have to make money as a right. business. It's the only way you can, and honestly, like, if I'm being honest, I would rather have an ad pop-up in the middle of something than have branded content.
This is a good question for me. I'd like to know that.
So I would rather you pop up a 30-second
ad
in the middle of my thing, and I know that it's as opposed to like, I mean, unless they're like, this is sponsored by Toyota or something.
Right.
And they say that and they do like, and they read the Toyota spot. Like, that's fine with me. But if it's like the whole thing is like, okay, now we're going to get in this Toyota and we're going to drive down to the dealership and we're going to interview Rhett and Link. And it's like,
fuck you.
Yeah, not fuck you, Rhett and Link, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, to the whole concept of like, taking a brand and making it, I don't know. It's
like
just,
fooling, it's disingenuous because they're fooling
think
you
it's,
into
I,
thinking.
I think it depends on what it is because if it's branded content of something that I really like.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, like, if it's something I don't give a shit about.
And if the person who, I don't know,
like,
if that
hey,
person
Apple,
likes that
Apple, if you want to like give me some branded content, I will be down. This will be great. Well, we're gonna have a great time.
It's because you actually love Apple. I don't like when people are like, you got to try this, and they don't like it. You know what I mean?
But I think as a creator, it's a little different. As a consumer, I don't think as a creator, I can see the appeal because you're like, oh, I get to partner with this and I get to come up with cool ideas and work with this company.
Right.
But as a consumer, when I'm watching something and they're like very blatantly putting in product placement but not drawing attention to it, it makes it feel disingenuous as art. When you have something that's art and I know you have to make money and you're saying, hey, to pay for this, I have to read the spot for 30 seconds and this is what it is. And then
so, hey, let's go through it together. Let's get it over with and let's move on.
But if the whole thing is that, I don't know. There's something and that's totally a personal
consumer
opinion. But like I would much rather get through that 30-second ad.
I think it depends. It depends because like I, again, listen to a lot of podcasts and there's some podcasts where like I immediately know when they're playing their ads and I hit that 30-second button.
Yep,
and I'm like,
that's
don't
what
want
I do.
It, don't want it, don't want it. But then there's other ones where I'll like, they're funny about it or something and they'll I won't even realize till halfway through I'm like, son of a bitch, this is the part of the ad, and then I go 30 seconds. But like
then you jump in.
It takes a like if you're fun about it, I guess. But that's also hard because like sometimes it's the same ad for everyone. Like
right.
I've been
like Audible, cool, but I think I've used it's my hard. Code already on many like ages ago.
I remember like, I'm watching I'm catching up with some shows on the CW. Dare to Defy, and they play the same, and you could probably do this with Comedy Central, TBS, anything you watch, they play the same commercials, like the same four or five commercials over and over again, and it makes me hate that brand, you know, when you replay it over and over again, like I start to detest, I start to hate it, like I don't even want anything to do
did
with
any
it anymore.
Internet ad adds volume, which because they haven't regulated that online, if it becomes real loud, I go, oh, I'm never buying your product.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
that's
a no.
The defining feature.
Because, like, it's a really fine balance of, like, not oversaturating the market with, like, your ads, you know? And just, like, oh, just get a little taste. Now I want more. There's a wanting.
Yeah, you want three.
But if
three.
You keep throwing the same four.
You want three impressions.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And that's it. But the thing is, I guess with online advertising, they don't sell enough spots so that it fills up, like, a variety. Or maybe the sponsors are like, we're gonna.
Oh, because you're watching it online.
I'm watching it online. And they're like, we're gonna be the only ones that are gonna be present during your watching. But both thoughts are like, it makes me not like that brand anymore, you know? Like,
yeah, because they're I think there's also something inherent about like it interrupting the thing that you want.
It's like I'm going crazy because I hear the same sound and noises over and over again. So it goes to commercial break, and I know it goes, ba-da-bop, ba-da-bop. Ba-da-bop, and I feel like I've been imprisoned, and someone's making
sound.
By playing the same song over and over again.
Yeah,
you know?
But I think, I think on another level that it's also like it almost feels like it's the person it's the quote unquote person who's keeping you from getting to the thing that you actually want to be watching, and so in that way, ads, especially online, feel more, almost feel more like. Intrusive than I feel like they do on TV. Maybe that's because we're not used to them as much, but I feel like there's this content and it's right there, it's on the computer, and then there's this thing that's standing in the way of me getting to that. So fuck you, whatever thing is standing in the way, get out of the way so I can watch the thing.
And I agree with that, because like now I have Chromecast, and I had Apple TV and Chromecast, and I love my Chromecast because
really more than Apple TV?
More than the Apple TV, because all the stuff, like when I try to stream to the Apple TV and I do something else, not all the time, but sometimes it will disrupt the stream, you know? Okay. And with Chromecast, when I let it go in streaming, I can do dual task. I can do something else. I can go through the app and look at stuff, which is really awesome.
Yeah, that's Chromecast, great. That country rule stuff.
Yeah. No, it's fucking amazing. And so, but now I see it as TV, like all that stuff that I'm watching, I get it. It's TV. I'm fine with the commercials being in between the commercial breaks. I just need more variety commercials. Sure. Like, give me the commercials, just more variety.
Switch it up.
Yeah.
Speaking of branded content and stuff, with that was like a country rule. Oh, Raina does her videos where she has like a bunch of different stuff, but every once in a while she has branded content for like Beauty Box but they're all like in general like Japanese or anime themed, so it works for her
it
and
still
her brand
works.
Already.
Yeah, that's cool.
And
I get.
She and like for example she'll open up like not Loot Crate, but it's like an anime version. It's like a Japan crate, and she'll open it up and it's stuff from Japan. And
that's cool.
And it's just neat because she'll go through and like describe what it is because everything's in Japanese. And she's like, this is what this is for. This is what this is for.
Well, but I think that that's different because that's actually like a that's the whole purpose of that thing is to review that item. Yeah. I'm talking about things where like there's product placement and stuff, and like they're like, let's go jump in our Toyota with a hatchback that opens wide and there's all the seats
and you
down.
Have to say
let's
the words
the
that are on-
down. Yeah, like that's where I'm like, oh god, why? No, just give me an ad. Uh-huh. I'm fine to sit through the 15-30 second. Like I was saying, it does feel interrupted, but like I understand you have to have that right. In order for content to be made because it costs money. But like, give me the ad where they show me all that in a flashy thing and let me, you know, go on my phone, go on Reddit for 30 seconds and then pop back into the show. Like, but when it's something like that, where they're like, hey, you know, if it's a car guy and he's like, hey, I got sponsored by Toyota, I'm going to show you what
we're going to drive the car.
We're going to drive the car and see what it's
like. That's cool.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's called, because it relates to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's when it's like sneaky product placement that I'm like,
okay. Well, no one likes sneaky shit.
Yeah.
I also, just to end it real quick, I also feel like as the years have gone by that advertisement on the web browsers have gotten worse.
What do you mean?
They just polluted. I feel like they're just polluting everything now. Like all the ads, they're up top, they're on the side, they're in the middle. You scroll, they're
but
in the middle.
We used to have pop-ups.
Yeah,
remember
I'm saying
that?
You don't remember pop-ups and those flashy lights?
Okay, good point.
The flashy colors.
Pop-ups it's are just really different. Bad.
Pop-ups with music that played automatically.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing.
That's a good compromise.
If there's any website that when you go to it, it automatically starts playing music. I'm never going to that website again.
Like MySpace. Remember when you go to someone's MySpace profile?
Playing music automatically? I'm like, get the fuck out!
Yeah, I don't like it.
Don't do it!
Who likes that?
Nobody likes that.
It's very 90s, I think.
It's very. Every once in a while, someone pull out Tumblr that has that, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, stop! Because then people know that you're on Tumblr, and you're like, or they know you're doing something other than what you're supposed to be doing, that's for sure.
New Toyota, da 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 da.
Yeah, and you're like, god damn it, no!
Yeah.
Well, guys, we made it through one question.
One question. Oh, good. All right.
I think we're at 50 minutes, so I want to try and answer one more question.
We should try to do like flash answers to some. So it'd be up to you to pick questions that you think we'd get flash answers to.
The flash.
Oh god, but then we're gonna skip. I'm trying to go in order so that we don't miss any.
Okay, then just go in order.
Well, let's try to go as quick as we can.
Okay. Well, I think
or
maybe
we could
just
make
answer
this like
one
an
more.
Extra, not extra long, but like a
just
like,
a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Guys, let us know if you like them long.
Okay, really quick challenge. You said this one would take the whole show. So great. Okay.
Oh, God.
Come up with a we could do this together. Come up with a We Stayed Late movie. The genre story.
Well, it's because
twist.
On Slack they were making titles for it.
They were, and it was amazing.
I saved some.
Oh, did you?
We Stayed Late movie?
Okay, so what would it be? It doesn't need to necessarily involve this. It's a We Stayed Late movie. What would it be? I think it's like Night at the Museum meets The Office.
Yes.
Where we stay late and suddenly all of the office stuff starts coming to life.
We should.
Like the chairs come to life and they talk about how much they hate getting sat
on.
Sounds
like a horror movie.
And then, no, but they're all like, well, kind of, maybe. But like there's good things, there's like good things that come to life and bad things that come to life.
Are there any dog deaths in it?
This conversation about dog deaths. There wouldn't be any dog deaths.
Okay, good.
I think we'd have zero dog deaths, but I think that there would be like good, like we'd have to figure out what's good and what's bad in the office. And
I'm
like,
not on
be
board with
war.
This idea.
Why
I don't
is
like
that?
This idea at all.
Ooh, what's
it's
your
just
idea?
Creepy. It just creeps me out.
Yeah, I like it.
I was gonna say we should have a heist movie where the power goes out in the whole building, and we have to figure out how to get out of the building.
Well. Maybe I should.
But see, we have sequels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We like we were too little, too late. Slack
wait,
to the future.
Wait, that again.
We were too little. All right, whatever.
What was the other one? Slack to the future. Slack to the future.
Three stayed late. You know, like Fate of the Furious.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Okay.
Wait. Before you ask another question. Do you want to talk about the Ren Fair before we all forget that we went to the Ren Fair?
Yay!
Yay!
The Ren Fair.
It was so hot.
It was 100 degrees.
Like,
out.
As in, like, it was
It
hot
was literally
outside.
Hot.
It was very, it was, what is that in Celsius?
Celsius?
Is that 37? 27, 37?
Well, I don't know.
It's something real hot, you guys.
Whatever.
It's 100 degrees for us.
100 degrees for us. It was very hot. And there were people walking around in, like, fur.
There was a bear suit lady.
Someone had a heat stroke.
Oh yeah, that's right. Some lady collapsed, and we were in line to get a little. Sausages.
She was interrupting me, trying to order my food.
You're like, get out!
I'm trying to order lemonade.
The first thing we did when we got there, Luis is like, I need to get some sausages.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm so down.
The sausages weren't as good as I remember. I don't know if it's because it's been like 6 weeks in the Ren Fair, so they got rid of the good sausages. They weren't as savory.
Huh.
Yeah, I regretted getting the turkey leg instead of the corn on the cob. I was like, you know what? I bet that corn on the cob will be more satisfying. But I went with turkey leg.
But it was a it was actually really fun, and it was for being so hot, we had a really good time.
Yeah,
it was we managed it pretty well.
Yeah, because it was really hot, and
you can see little bits of it on my blog.
Yeah, go to Star's
vlog. Oh, go to Star's vlog.
A little bit on the vlog.
What's your channel?
It's just my name, Starlene Hodge.
Starlene Hodge. So go look there, and you can watch us walk around the. watch us walk around the Ren Fair. It was a fun time.
Unfortunately,
Spencer,
we never
bought a dragon.
I almost did buy a dragon. Do you post that picture on the Slack?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a picture of me with a dragon on the Slack. So go join the Slack. You can see a picture of me with a dragon.
Join the Slack.
A little baby dragon. It wasn't a big dragon. It was a baby
we
dragon.
We didn't get to do bow and arrow stuff, but we're going to do that soon.
Yeah, we're going to do archery. We wanted to do archery so bad.
Oh, yeah, we should look it up because we'd have to change the recording time because it would be like around now.
For what?
The free archery.
Oh, yeah. Here's what we do.
At the
Sepulveda
Basin.
We take the podcast to the archery range, and we do a podcast
from the
archery range.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
sure the instructors will really appreciate trying to teach new people.
It'll just be a crossover, like a Star Vlog special. We stayed late. Well, can you sponsor us? It'll be a branded content.
Branded content for Star's Vlog.
Branded content for We Stayed Late. We'll pay you the admission to play.
Okay, one more question before we end, because it's one of my favorite topics. What's the one food you can't live without? Laura Love says, mine would be potatoes, roast, mashed, love all of it, or really good deep pan cheesy pizza.
Mm.
Rice.
Rice?
If you're going to pick like something you can't live without, you could do so much with rice.
That's true.
And it's like a good staple.
No. This isn't like the only thing you'd ever have.
This is like something you just like?
This is something that you like more than any, like something that you're like, oh man, like if I could have that every day, I would. Like it's so good.
Donuts.
Oh, yeah, you do go get donuts.
I go get that Starbucks donut and it's the death of me. I'm like, I wanted to go today. I was like, no, once a week. I'm trying to limit to myself once a week.
I do have food like that where I can't go often or it's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to die.
Y'all are going to suffer for that
Chick-fil-A and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Chick-fil-A is opening up.
Those are the two things. If I go once, oh man, it's like a drug.
Can I confess something?
Yes.
I went to Chick-fil-A last night.
God.
I'm going to confess something. I went to Chick-fil-A three times in a row last week.
Really?
Yeah, and I got a gallon of lemonade to go home. God. Yeah.
You guys are
doomed. Amazing. Oh,
I'm so glad
so
I don't
good.
Like pickles on chicken.
I love pickles. We had this discussion on the Slack about eating pickles in the movie theater. I love pickles.
That's a weird
thing. I think that's a Texas thing.
I like pickles, but just not on chicken.
I would poke it with a straw.
One of my favorite shots is a pickleback shot. It's so good.
I love pickles, god damn it.
I
Joe Beretta did
not
like it.
I like pickles at all. I don't
but
like
yet you like Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
But you like simple
Chick-fil-A.
Food. You like you,
I like really simple food. Yeah. Like my
Spencer
my food,
has like the palate of what would you describe
a third grader?
Not even.
I
like,
don't know.
You're even simpler
a
than
kindergartner.
Because a third grader will at least like eat like a funky looking color of food.
I don't want to offend white people, but just a white bland boy.
I
not,
eat so
yeah,
plain.
I guess so,
yeah.
Right?
I get everything so plain. But
he made a yellow salad yesterday.
It's
what?
True.
What does that
I,
mean?
I put, what was in the salad? It was corn.
That's pretty fancy.
Corn?
Yeah, corn. In a salad?
No lettuce.
No lettuce.
That does not count.
Because it's green. He had, it was, wait, I remember the boiled egg.
Oh, yeah,
I know.
I had hard boiled egg. I had corn.
Croutons.
I don't know if I can do boiled eggs.
I had chicken, like pieces of chicken. And then I'm mixing crab. Couldn't
what?
Tell you why.
What? I didn't expect you to be a crab.
I love crab.
Really?
Yeah, I love crab and shrimp.
Well, the crab on those things aren't real crab anyway.
I know, it's
real.
Not. But then there was something else yellow that I had in there, and I can't remember what
it was.
Just
I just saw you bring this thing, and I was just like, that's not right.
It was pee-pee.
But yeah, so the food I probably couldn't live, or the food that like I absolutely love that I couldn't live without would probably be just a real good burger.
Mm.
I just love a good burger.
Good old burger with nothing on it.
Just
plain
meat,
burger.
Cheese,
just
maybe a little
a
bit of mayo.
Cheeseburger.
Okay, it's a cheeseburger.
A cheeseburger.
Okay.
Yeah, a cheeseburger with a little bit of mayo.
I don't know what it
a
is.
Little bit of,
my favorite types of burgers are the ones at like, okay, in the summertime at a hotel by the pool. those burgers being sold at that pool in the hotel are fucking delicious.
I went are you sure it's not just the environment you're in?
Maybe it is, but I was in Disneyland, and they were just cooking some burgers, and there's just something about that burger that I want so bad.
I went to Disneyland and got some
Disney
food.
World, sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I went to Disneyland. When I went to Disneyland for the first time after not going for a long time, I was like, oh, I have to pay like $13 for food because that's how it is. Mm-hmm. And I got the food. It was actually pretty darn good.
Yeah, there's some spots.
It was pretty some good.
I pizza go to Disneyland way great. Too often, so I'm like, I know my spots.
I know, but
I
you
go.
Have a pass, so you need to go
yeah,
often.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Wait, so what's the food you couldn't live without?
Donuts.
Oh, yeah, donuts. That's right. Donuts. What was yours?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I love Chick-fil-A. I love Buffalo Wild Wings. I really love pizza. Like I
love pizza.
I know every
too.
That's everyone's answer, but it's
well,
so
you
good.
Hit, you hit the state. You got some bread. You got some cheese. You got some sauce.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take a road trip at some point up to Northern California. Because,
are we?
One, it's beautiful. Well, we have to because there's a place called Chicago Fire.
Uh-huh.
It's weird
Chicago
that it's in
North Carolina. Okay.
Northern California, Chicago Fire. But they have the best wings and pizza of anywhere. I mean, the only place I've had better pizza was in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so good.
Better than New York pizza?
Better than New York pizza.
Wait, is it thick pizza or skinny pizza?
You can get either, and that's the cool thing okay. is that they have thin sliced, like
which
thin
one
crust.
Did you get that you're saying that this is the best
well,
pizza you
I
had?
Like thin crust.
Okay.
I like thin crust, but, too.
Me too. So I was like, all right, you're already winning me over, because there's some people who
and
like
it's
that,
sliced
that
into
thick
squares.
Pie
yeah, yeah, yeah.
pizza that
well,
I'm like, that's
if
not
if you
pizza.
Get that as like cheese, and it's basically just a cheese, it's basically like a pizza lasagna. Is kind of like what it is.
Well, see, I'm a plain cheese pizza person. Like,
yeah,
I'll get fancy stuff every once in a while, but I'll always go back to like a plain slice of cheese pizza. Mm.
But Chicago Fire is the best, and it's only Northern California, and it's fucking amazing. And their wings are the best goddamn chicken wings.
Okay.
Oh my
like,
God,
if you like
okay.
Buffalo Wild Wings,
yeah.
this place will
okay.
blow you away.
I'm gonna
okay.
get fat.
It's so good. I'm so lucky it's not here because I would be there every day.
Yeah,
it's so good. But anyway, that's. Attention.
I wanted to say the best burger I ever had.
Where was yeah. it?
It was from a food truck called Grill-A-Mall. They won
Grill-A-Mall.
They won the Food Network Food Truck Challenge that
Ooh.
First season. And I believe it's called the D. Snyder. But and all their burgers were named after like metal bands and stuff like
that's
that.
Cool.
And their plain burger was the Hannah Montana. So that's
Ooh,
their,
I get a little Hannah
yeah,
Montana.
Hannah, but this burger medium well, and on it they put peanut butter, sriracha, and grape jelly on it.
What?
And I was just like, that's bullshit. What the fuck
I'm
is this?
I'm so confused.
And it was, and I was like, that's not going to be good. And mm-hmm. somebody got in there like, no, this is the best burger you'll ever have. And I took a bite and legitimately I was like, oh, this is heaven.
Did it change your world?
Yeah, because the peanut butter mixed with the sriracha and the jelly, like it kind of gave it like
that.
This Thai feel.
Mm.
So it's
oh
like,
yeah, like the peanut sauce.
It's like a peanut sauce, and then like the jelly sweetened out the spiciness of the sriracha,
right.
And like and kind of like made it so you could actually taste the sriracha and not burn your mouth.
We gotta have Matt Lieberman on here.
We gotta get Matt.
We should have a tasting.
Yeah, it was so good, and then they stopped having the truck, and it was real sad.
Aww.
And now they only exist. They have a brick and mortar stuff, but it's in Pasadena at that fancy IMAX over there,
mm-hmm.
and they changed the grape jelly to strawberry. And it's still good, but man, that truck.
Quick before we go. Favorite type of jelly for PB&J? Strawberry.
Grape. None.
What?
Grape.
Did you just say?
Because he's plain. He's
you
plain.
Don't like
he doesn't
jelly?
Like
I'm raising my hands up in the
this
air
is
right
This is the
now.
Last time you'll ever hear Spencer start because I'm going to kill him.
I told you he doesn't
my nephew
like shit.
Doesn't like peanut butter either.
I love peanut butter.
I'm yeah. a grape jelly, although I've recently switched to like a strawberry jam thing, like a real fruit cuz like
Wait, jam and jelly are not the same.
No.
This is a whole other podcast.
The textures are different.
It's a whole food
podcast.
I like
podcast. Strawberry jam, but I like grape jelly.
Damn, Star. You just blew my mind.
Guys, we answered 3 questions.
We did.
Wait. Crunchy or smooth peanut butter?
I could go either. But
I as a
like
boy, I used to be crunchy. But now I'm a little bit okay with
I'm
creamy.
Always smooth.
I lost a tooth. I lost a tooth with crunchy.
I passed out losing a tooth one time.
Peter Pan. What?
Yeah.
Did you eat the tooth?
No, I was standing in front of the mirror, and I was looking at my tooth. You know how you do when you have a loose tooth?
Yeah, yeah,
wait,
yeah.
You passed out pulling the tooth out?
Yeah, so I was looking in the mirror, and I was trying to pull the tooth, because the tooth was loose, and uh-huh. so I was like doing a little wiggle action on the tooth, and it was like wiggling back and forth, and I could feel like the root,
uh-huh.
and then I popped it out, and blood came out, and then I passed out.
I miss those days pulling teeth. You could feel the roots. I used to love digging my tongue in that little cavity.
Oh, no.
Remember I hated that? All of it. I didn't like it. Although the little whistling sound you do when it was loose, like
yeah,
that whole business.
Oh,
that,
yeah, uh-huh.
I lost one of my teeth watching E.T. in kindergarten. And that was because I was not wanting to watch the movie because I thought it was scary. So I was distracting myself by messing with the tooth.
Yeah.
And I pulled it out and then I started bleeding. And so I went to go to the teacher and just be like, like you go up to, and she's just like, all right, here, let's go get a napkin.
How weird is that? That we're like little animals that lose our teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Also, yeah, it is weird. We're so weird. I could just go in, but I know we're just going to waste more time.
Yeah, we're already, we should probably say goodbye because it's already an hour and five. And
so we answered two questions?
Three questions.
Three questions. Okay.
Should we start answering some of them on the Slack or no?
No. I think we save them.
Okay.
Yeah, we get to them.
We'll get to them. Whoa. Don't worry about little babies. Don't worry about little fetuses.
These questions were from like maybe the second week.
I know. Dear God. No,
it is getting crazy over there in Slack.
I know. It's pretty awesome. We actually had a little good community when the whole, not to bring down the mood before we leave, but when the whole Manchester thing happened, there's somebody who was living over in that area, mm-hmm. and we had a good little comfort session, and we kind of all had each other's back.
Yeah,
and
the Slack actually told me that was going on. I was like, what's going on?
The Slack has informed me two things. One, that was happening, and two, the now nerd situation.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, Slack did that. I was just like, they were so mad. I was like, why is everybody here
freaking
mad?
Freaking out, yeah.
Why are they freaking out? And they're like, oh, shit.
but yeah, they're really the best, mm-hmm. and we're really lucky. So, okay, well, you can find me at Spencer Stark. That's SpencerStarke, pretty much everywhere.
I'm Starlene X on Twitter and Starlene on Instagram, pronounced Starline, but like for spelling purposes, because yeah. So anyway,
Starline.
Yes, yeah. With an X on Twitter.
Got it.
Let's make this all complicated.
Let's make it all complicated. You can find me at LUWI12.
Oh, this is the most simple.
It's the most simple one. I want to know how this is going to work out because it's just a little experiment. I have a friend who has an Instagram about the real Bigfoot. This poor person has 32 followers. And I just want them to have
can I see it?
Yeah. It's.
Hold on. We'll follow now. What's their name?
Oh, it's.
And they get like 2 likes a post. And I just want to throw him some love.
This is
what
amazing.
Is it? What is it? What's their thing?
What is it?
The real Bigfoot?
It's the.real.bigfoot.
Dots?
Like period.
Period.
The period real period Bigfoot. They have 32 followers. Let's blow that shit up.
Let's just, I don't need it to go crazy. I just want, like, if this person got 10, 20 followers.
Boom, 33 followers.
Yeah, if they got a little bit, that would make their day. Like, let's see. What's this one? This
oh,
one
wait,
has
what's
8
wrong
likes.
With their hand? Oh, no. It's just like a Bigfoot hand. Okay. I was like, what's wrong?
No,
with
yeah.
That?
It's a Bigfoot hand that goes around and touches things. It touches a bald person's head. It touches money. It touches a bunch of peeps. So
that's
if you're
so good.
If you're into Bigfoot touching things, follow the.real.bigfoot.
Yeah. Want,
on Instagram.
Do you want people to let that person know that they're coming from here, or do you want
no?
Don't. Okay. I just start going there.
So don't
and then
tell people. Don't tell them that
don't
you came
them.
From here.
No,
just,
no, no,
just
no.
Follow.
Just start happening, and then they're gonna be like, "What? What's going on?"
It's actually really funny though.
Yeah.
So it's
I like
really
this is the best kind of prank.
Yeah.
Where
helpful
you're just like
prank.
Not
helpful
like
pranks.
Doing anything bad to anybody.
Yeah. All right, that's so awesome. That's it. Yeah, check
them
out.
Okay, cool. Well, we will see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Little babies.
Goodbye, little
go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Y'all are creepy.